Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Peter Myers, our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Peter, yeah, that's right. Peter's back. And it hasn't been that long since he was here, and he's been joining us now since 2001. He's coming up on, actually, we've already had his 14th anniversary. And he's the author of a number of outstanding books, including Warp Speed Growth, and one of my favorites, Creating and Dominating New Markets. And he's a global consultant extraordinaire, and we really are the happy beneficiaries of his perspectives. Peter Meyer, welcome back to the show.
Jim, thank you very much for bringing me back. I appreciate it.
Always a pleasure to have you back. You and I talked in the last visit. We talked about value pricing, which, when I was telling the audience you were coming back on the show to talk about this again, I was reminding them that value pricing is more important for anybody than small business owners, because if we can't practice value pricing, we can't maximize our margins. If we can't maximize our margins, we can't stay in business. That's true for everybody, but it's quicker. It happens quicker for us, and so one of the things, though, when we talked about value pricing before. You know, value is an interesting word, isn't it? We've all heard the term beauty is in the eye of the beholder. Well, value is too, isn't it?
It really is. And that's where a lot of us can get tripped up sometimes. But if we stop and think about how we like to buy, we recognize that the customer will define value before they walk in the door. And you were very good about this in your last book, but the customer knows what value they want before they contact us. They know what's important in terms of their life or their own business before they reach out to us.
Mm-hmm.
If we assume we know the value that they want, we're very likely to be wrong. Being wrong in this case means that we either lose the sale or lose the margin on the sale because we have a discount in order to get the business. Value pricing is a way for us to break out of the commodity marketplace
mm-hmm.
and become seen as what we each are, special. That's why they have a small business, because we are special.
If you can't do what Peter just said, you really will be challenged every day of your life as a small business owner.
Thank you for saying it that way. I think that's very true. And, of course, it goes beyond being a business owner, but just in terms of wanting to have a more fulfilling business, economically fulfilling, personally fulfilling, it makes all the sense in the world to start to say what I really want to do is deliver more value at a higher margin as opposed to more commodity
mm-hmm.
at a lower margin.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly
right.
So
the way to go about that from my point of view is to start with a core recognition that what's valuable to you is really important. Value to each of us is really important, and we need to understand what we value with each of us. Then set that aside and ask the customer to explain in as much detail as they wish what's valuable to them.
Mm-hmm.
And normally when a customer...
And then listen. And then listen.
And then listen and ask why. Normally when somebody says to me, what's valuable to you, I'll give them a superficial answer because I don't think they're really listening. And if they, and this is definitely not you, Jim, but other people will simply do what I call dialogues of the deaf. They'll say, how are you, or what's important to you, and then just wait for their chance to talk.
Mm-hmm.
That's how so many of us operate. If we as a small business owner or a parent or a spouse sit down with our customer or our family member and actually listen to them and show we listen to them, we'll learn what it takes to sell them a new idea or a new product at a much higher margin and have both of us be satisfied.
The way that I used to think about this and the way I used to think about it for myself and the way I have trained salespeople over the years, Peter, and having been taught so well by Sears and Xerox in my early days is that when we're selling, when we're going after business, we're really mining gold. What we're looking for, we want to go where the gold is. And when you walk into a meeting with a prospect or even a customer, a suspect, you have to say to yourself, okay, where is the gold that I don't have yet in my possession? Where does it reside? Is it in my head or is it in their head?
And that's a really good metaphor, I think, Jim. Thank you. Because a lot of the time we pick up the fool's gold, the mm-hmm. superficial answers, and say, oh, boy, I'm rich now. But it doesn't work that way. Let's talk about that more after next segment.
Hold on to that thought. Quick break right after these messages. More to come on value pricing with somebody who knows it inside and out better than anybody on the planet, Peter Meyer. And I will be right back. 20 Tales. Stay with us.
If you run a business...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.